acting coach, at least as, you know, as far as we know. But when it comes to acting in general, like there are other, many other things I use. So I, as a writer, as a, just kind of, as an actor, I sort of, to put it in very, very highfalutin terms, I realize, but as an actor, I kind of feel that I it's a great privilege to get to tell someone else's story. And to, it's a great honor to sort of worship at the altar of language in doing so. And Shakespeare is the person, the genius that forged that altar. And so I continue to visit it as often as possible. When I write adaptive scripts, I do try to insert as many subtle Shakespearean quotes as possible, and certainly a lot of not so subtle Shakespearean quotes where applicable. And that's always been my great pleasure to do as a writer, because I am a sucker for Shakespearean language. But yeah, I think, you know, Shakespeare applies to everything, so why not anime? I mean, Shakespeare is a whole universe, so he can certainly confront anime and walk away from it going, oh yeah, I can apply here.
Sounds good to me. Well, now moving on to, you know, we touched on it with the characters. You've mentioned some of these names, but I mean, what is it like working? I mean, especially amongst Funimation, it's a, you know, a very, you know, a lot amongst the actors, who are the voices of these many characters. It seems to be, you know, you all are kind of like almost a huge extended family. I mean, you've talked at length at, you know, at cons and in interviews before about, you know, working with Todd Haberkorn, or, you know, you and Chris Bevins being nerds together, you know, Ian Sinclair and Brina Palencia's talent, or, you know, Patrick Seitz and Monica Rial's, you know, just unbelievable work. I mean, right. What is it like working with this, you know, troupe of extremely creative and very talented people?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, we feed off of each other constantly. You know, the nature of dubbing, though, is such that we don't often get to work together at the same time. When we're in shows together, we record separately. There's no way we don't record in the booth as a group. Sadly, that's something that's only possible in prelay animation. But we tend to, you know, when we're not running into each other in the hallways, we certainly see each other at conventions, and over the years have kind of forged this family. It's impossible not to, because actors tend to be very outgoing people, and we tend to love to talk to other actors just because our lives are so strange and unique. And especially if you've enjoyed any degree of celebrity in the business, it's difficult to talk to people who aren't actors or who aren't involved in the business, because everyone is kind of talking up to you in a way. Whereas if you can talk to someone who's an equal, in that, you know, they know the business, they've also have a body of work, and they're also at this con working, signing autographs or what have you. You know, you can kind of just let loose and talk and have a few drinks, and you get to know these people in a way that's hard to do, with other people that don't really understand what acting is, just like any profession. You know, any profession kind of has its argo, but it's wonderful working with these people, because they're all so damned amazingly talented and so generous with their own time and their own insight into the craft. I've learned so much from people like Monica, so much from Ian, because as you know, Ian Sinclair not only is an amazing actor that I've been stealing from for ages, and vice versa. But he's also directed me a number of times, chiefly in Black Butler. And so, you know, it's been great. I mean, I love working with Ian because he's such an actor's director. He is himself such an actor. And we also come from a very similar school of thought on the craft of acting. So he and I have, you know, there's much we can take for granted in each other's approach when we're discussing character. And that's awesome, because that kind of gives us new heights to reach. Every time we get together and work on a project. And same thing with Jamie Markey, who is one of the funniest human beings I've ever met in my life. She's a brilliant actress and a brilliant writer. Patrick Seitz, of course, I love to death. He and I worked together on Steins Gate, which to date is probably the best damn thing I've ever gotten to be a part of, bar none, and both as a writer and as an actor. And Patrick Seitz just, you know, forged something absolutely sublime in his adaptation of that show. And I will always be indebted for his contribution to that, because the experience was life-changing for me. Monica is an amazing person who, despite being one of the probably the biggest name in the industry, she has the credit of being the single most cast voice actress in North America, is one of my dearest friends and is actually one of the sweetest, most down-to-earth, caring people you could ever hope to meet. Everything about her is just like laughter let loose upon the universe. I adore being around her. So as you can tell, there are not a lot of people in this business that are assholes. Most of us are pretty nice because, you know, the truth is acting is a difficult job. The actors that are really good at it, make it look easier than it is, but, it takes a toll. And, so they tend to be, actors tend to be a bit more worldly wise, a bit more sensitive, a bit more people, and it makes them very easy to befriend. And it's been my great good pleasure to work and be friends with a great number of them. So that's one of the best parts about my job is the people I get to work with.
Indeed. And I mean, just as a question, because many fans have, you know, there's all these stories from cons about this. Is it true that some of you guys have gone up behind fans on the way to panel rooms and get into character behind them, and like, you know, basically Monica and you would be May Rin and Sebastian having a, you know, a conversation just to mess with your fans. Is it true?
Oh yeah. Oh, all the time. I mean, where's the fun of being an actor if you can't, you know, pull little stunts like that every now and again? Plus it's really awesome to get to make someone's day like that impromptu, just walking to a panel and just giving some unwitting fan, you know, this experience they'll remember for many years to come. It's awesome to be in a position to be able to do that. So most of us take advantage of that all the time. Be like, oh, you know what? I'm going to mess with this person just for a moment because it'll get a laugh out of them. It'll make them smile or it'll make them freak out in a good way. And it's fun. It's delightful. It's a wonderful thing to be part of.
And what was like of all of them, what was the most memorable of these?
I think the most memorable, probably, very recent, we were at a convention. Most of the cast of Black Butler was there. In fact, the con had managed to wrangle the entire Phantom Hive staff and family. So you had, you know, me and Brina and Ian and Monica and even Jason Liebrecht, who doesn't do a lot of cons, and even, you know, Daniel Frederick, who plays Grell, who had never been to a con before in his life, had no concept of how big the show was or how seminal his portrayal was to the fandom, showed up to this con. And it was great. It was just a great time to be on this kind of these panels with these wonderful people, many of whom I haven't gotten to see since we recorded the show years ago. And on the way out of the panel, the girls in the group and the guys in the group split off to go to the bathroom in the main hallway. And as we did, the guys were all in the bathroom and we heard, you know, through the wall in the girls' restroom, we heard a bunch of little girls all scream in unison. And when we ran out to see what was going on, it's just because Brina and Monica and the gang had all walked into this bathroom and there just so happened to be a lot of fans in that bathroom that saw them. And so they were sort of in the bathroom for a few minutes, just saying hi to people and signing some autographs. It's kind of an awkward thing, but they knew what they were walking into, you know?
Oh, no, understood. I mean, it's just, it's these very funny things where, I mean, literally I've heard stories of voice actors going in character as they're walking around cons and literally like causing the world's largest ruckus. So these are, so folks, go to conventions. If for nothing else, you get to see the characters in real life. So, but you know, and speaking of cons, you know, this big hullabaloo when the gals walked into the bathroom and, you know, met with their fans. I mean, what do you think about the fans at cons? I mean, just kind of the energy in the room when, you know, when you're announced coming in and all that. I mean, how does that make you feel? And what do you think of it?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, there's nothing like it in the world when you're an actor, you know, when you're actually doing the work. You know, we're in a booth. We're in this little padded room with a microphone and that's it. You know, it's very solitary. It's very lonesome. You know, but we put all we have into the performances even so, because you never know what it's going to mean to someone out there who you may not ever meet. When we get to meet those people, though, when we go to a con and we suddenly realize, oh my God, you know, these people really loved it. Like it really, you know, maybe this particular show helped somebody through a particularly dark time. That seems to be the running theme. You know, whatever. It's wonderful. It's a deep honor. I love it. It's sometimes a little difficult to take because I don't take myself very seriously. So when someone else does, it's a bit awkward. But you know, I suppose you learn to just kind of make it human. And that's. But I love cons. Cons are again one of the greatest things about what I get to do because I get to travel and meet people who I would otherwise never get to see. I never would have crossed paths with, you know, I've been all over the world because of my job and I get to, you know, work with delightful people and have, you know, these great adventures, in different cities all over the place. And it's, you know, I love it. And the fans are great. I mean, I'm one of them, you know, I myself was a fanboy. So getting to, you know, be in this, on this side of it now is rather strange and surreal and getting to, you know, interact with other fans who remind me of myself and all of them do really. It's great. It's like coming full circle in a strange way. I don't know. It's surreal. It's the best word I know how to describe it with.
Mm, indeed. And what do you think, you know, especially being a fanboy, you know, you've gone through that role reversal. I mean, as you may have noticed, you know, there's been a lot of fusion between American and Japanese graphic novels and animated shows. I mean, what do you think about this cultural exchange? And what do you think about